Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. There's no question that in the military, the mission comes first, with service members often pushing the limits of their own health to achieve that mission. Unfortunately, some veterans neglect their own well-being after transitioning to civilian life. Today, we'll be talking to the deputy director of an organization that's working hard to change that mindset. So get ready to learn more about Team Red, White, and Blue.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them too. Today, we're talking about enriching veterans' lives with an emphasis on health and wellness. And I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed. I'm pumped up to introduce John J.J. Pinter, the Deputy Director of Business Operations, Special Project at Team Red, White, and Blue, and a U.S. Army veteran. J.J., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sergeant Major. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on your show, and I can't wait to talk about Team Red, White, and Blue. I'm pumped up. I'm almost running in my chair right here to get ready there. But there's always a but. But before we get started, would you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
100%. My name is J.J. Pinter. I'm currently the Deputy Director at Team Red, White, and Blue. As you said, I was an Army veteran as well. I was a field artillery officer. And one of the things that I'm excited about this podcast is my very formative years when I was a lieutenant and young captain, you were my Sergeant Major of the Army.
All right.
Yeah. So we had I'm sure we'll get into some of this, some very interesting developmental experiences as a young man in those days in the early 2000s. West Point grad, and then mostly spent most of my time in the 1st Cavalry Division, and then transitioned into the Texas National Guard after that. Actually,
it sounds like you've had a pretty interesting career already there.
I've been really lucky. My time in the Army, I was commissioned in 2001. I was at the officer basic course when 9/11 happened and just kind of graduated right into the wars, like a lot of people did, and had a chance to really do a lot of stuff, which is nice, and then transitioned into the civilian world and had a chance to do some really interesting work there as well, ultimately kind of landing where I am now, which is at Team Red, White, and Blue, where I've spent the last 13 years.
Well, you sort of led me into my next question. For anybody in the audience who's not really familiar with Team Red, White, and Blue, please tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we're a veteran service nonprofit. We just hit our 15-year anniversary, so really started by Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And we're an organization focused on veteran health and wellness, and mental health and physical health. What we do is really simple, but really important. And I think the way I would characterize it, Sergeant Major, is many of the negative outcomes that you hear about in the veteran space, and there's lots of them, you know, we believe that many of those are a result of a failed transition. And if we can help people have a good transition, keep their health and wellness up, they're less likely to have some of those challenges down the road. And so that's one of the things that is really important to us. Like we believe your health is foundational, and you're not really going to be able to perform highly at any other aspect of your life if your health is not good.
No, I agree. That was our next question. Why do we focus on fitness and health, and well-being is so important? But I think you sort of answered it already. I know for myself, I try to work out every day. It's sort of a simple workout, either 1 hour and a half at gym, a walk 5 miles, or I play 4 hours of golf. And I tell you, I like the 4 hours of golf more than anything else. But there
yeah, you go. I mean, they say consistency trumps intensity every day, right? And so just the fact that people do something every day, and guess what? I imagine you probably don't feel right if you don't do it. You probably feel not as good that day. You probably feel a little guilty, you know? I mean, it's just become a part of your life, I imagine.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't work out yesterday because you were in the studio this week, but I didn't work out and I feel bad about it. So today I'm going to go up and get my at least an hour and 15 or 20 minutes in the gym. So yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I mean, you know, you're going to be a better employee if your health is good. You know, you're going to be able to work better and longer, be more clear. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to be another better friend. You know, all these things, if you don't have the energy and you don't feel good, if your health isn't good, you're not going to be as good as, you're not going to be all you can be. But, you know, if your health is not straight. So it's the reason they tell you when you're on the airplane, it's the reason they tell you, like, put your mask on first, then help other people, right? Like, you got to get yourself straight first before you can really help other people.
Well, I couldn't put my mask on because I'd be screaming. Hey, who's eligible to join, and how do you become a member?
Anyone can join. And that's one of the things that's interesting about Team RDB. A big part of the way that we deliver it is we connect veterans to their community. And so you don't have to be a veteran. Anyone can be a member of Team RDB. And joining is simple. Go to the App Store or Google Play Store, download our app, and just set up a profile. 100% free. And that's kind of the gateway to our world. And that will, even though I'm talking about downloading an app, like, we're not a digital organization first and foremost. We use the app to get people together in person. So you can find people around you. You can find events that are going on around you to help you get out and get active.
You probably get a lot of people that want to join your organization, I'm sure. But how many members do you have?
Yeah, we have close to 300,000 members now.
You know,
we've gotten to be a pretty big organization over the years. And I think, you know, ultimately people, I think they come to us when they need something, like their health isn't good and they're looking for a way to improve it. And yeah, we have close to 300,000 members that have joined over the last 15 years, and it's gotten to be a pretty decent sized organization. However, that being said, like, why that matters is there's probably another veteran close to you that you can connect with in our app and do something with.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back a little bit. I think when I'm working out, most of the time I work out because it's a mental release for me. You know, I have a lot of mental stress and stuff. So as long as I'm working out, I feel a lot more relaxed and stuff. So,
you know, it's crazy, Sergeant Major. So when we first started, we were talking about this mind-body connection and how exercise was good for your mental health. And people thought 15 years ago, people thought we were crazy, right? It was, you know, at the time it was like more medicine, more pills. And at this point, no one even argues with us anymore. It's just become commonplace that, like, I think there's been kind of study after study that have shown this. I think exercise is more effective in treating depression than Prozac. Yeah, I think it's been kind of proven. And so, it's there, and this, you know, people just have to do it. And oftentimes they don't know where to start, especially if they've gotten themselves way out of shape. And that's where.
Well, I tell you what, when I used to, I'd force myself to work out every day, and all the time I'm running and when I used to run, I don't run anymore, but when I was running, I'd think about a lot of stuff and I'd work out a lot of issues, and it was just so relaxing for me. And I'm sure a lot of people think the same thing, I guess, when they're working out.
I'll tell you what, so me personally, to kind of go back to my time in the Army, sure. So I had 5 very action-packed years on active duty. And then I was pretty burnt, you know, so if you imagine, this is like 2001, 2006. So I was pretty smoked after that. And what's interesting, or maybe serendipitous about this, is I had 3 years of inactive ready reserve on the end of my contract, which everyone coming out of the academy did. Yeah. And previously that didn't really mean anything. It was like, all right, go do your thing.
Well, but
in 2006, 2007, it definitely felt something. The Army didn't have enough kind of combat arms officers. Like, and so that my friends and peers were getting pulled out of the IRR left and right and like redeployed. And I had an opportunity to transition into the Texas National Guard because I was working for Caterpillar. I'd gotten a job and I was in Texas. And I'll tell you that transition to the Guard was probably one of the best things that could have happened to me, because it forced me to stay in way better shape than what I think I would have otherwise. Because I got stuck, another thing that kind of just happens, I got jammed into a company command that I wasn't really looking for in the Texas Guard. And so, like, I'm a lead by example kind of guy. And I was like, well, there's no way that I'm going to show up and like not be in the best shape in my company. Well, you know, when you don't have an hour set aside for PT every day, like you do when you're on active duty, like you got to take that time from somewhere else. And it forced me to like put that back into my schedule and to learn how to put that into my schedule as a civilian. And I don't know if I would have done it otherwise. And I really think that that couple of years I spent in Guard was really helpful for me, kind of just set me up for success later in life, because I didn't stop exercising, because I always had this like, oh, I got drill in 2 weeks, like I got to show up ready, you know, kind of thing, even though I was working in the civilian world.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I think they would never do this, but I think in our country, we ought to require everybody to do 1 hour of PT today. And I think in our school system, we ought to make sure that everybody at the, you know, the grade school, middle school, and the high school, and even college, have a 1 hour a day, whether or not it's walking 3 or 4 miles or doing something. Because we just, you know, we just are not in good shape as a country.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got a lot of opinions on this, so much so that like
that's why I've actually
thought about running for school board here locally. My wife's a teacher. My mom was a teacher. Like, I'm surrounded by educators. So like, this is a world I care about a lot. And again, this is like, the data is out there. Like, kids learn better, especially young boys. Like, they're not made to sit all day. And if you get them out and like burn some steam off and engineer it, and oh, by the way, it would be good for the teachers as well to get some exercise and to see the kids getting exercise with them. I think the education outcomes would be so much improved if they would take some time to do that. I mean, I personally, this is just kind of how I set my schedule. I like to work out at lunchtime, and I find that I'm so much more sharp the second half of the day if I do that versus when I can't or I miss it for some reason. Like, I don't feel as mentally sharp the second half of the day. I know there's something to it.
We got to take a quick break. Before we take that break, I want to say a couple of things here. One is that we invent things that make people lazy, like electric bike, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I like electric bikes, but they're not using it. They're just riding down the road doing anything or nothing. So, and then the other side of that is that I like social media. I think we all need, you know, it's a good way to communicate, but we don't communicate with each other anymore. We sort of talk, and people are sort of in their little cubicles. So I think we're doing some things I think are great for the future, but we need to go back to the basics of stuff and some of the things, like just stay in good physical condition.
Well, I know we got to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about this as it relates to the Army and PT.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the first thing. We need to take a quick break. I want to hear about the big event now that you got coming up, but I guess it's in a month, but we'll come back. Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll come back in just a second.
All right.
This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about us. We're talking about staying in shape. We're talking about taking care of each other. And we're talking about the future of our country, to be honest with you. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with J.J. Pinter, U.S. Army veteran and deputy director of Team Red, White, and Blue. I love saying that each time. Before we get back to the discussion, though, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/ and click that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Sir JJ, I'm going to get it all right here. Before we took the break, you said you had to tell me something. There's one other thing I want to get you. How many chapters do you have?
We have close to 200, Sergeant Major.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, the moral of the story is almost in every major city in America, there's a Team RDB chapter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good. And there's something else you wanted to tell me, too. What was the other thing?
Yeah, I just think we're talking about PT and you're talking about the importance of PT. I just think, you know, one of the things getting together and doing PT, especially in the Army, like being in shape is part of that. But I always thought, what better time to really get to know your soldiers than a PT? You get to know who's in shape, who shows up smelling like booze.
You're right about the booze part. Go ahead.
Who's showing up late? Like who's struggling? You know, great time to get someone. Someone's having marriage problems or whatever. You're running with them. It's a wonderful time to have some of those conversations. So I just think that like there's benefits to doing this way beyond just the exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's for sure. It's funny you said it when you talked about booze. I used to check my formations in the morning and you just walk by and you can tell the people that was having a rough night or a good night, whatever you want to look at it. Hey, tell us about the challenge you have going right now. Honor veterans served in the global war on terror. Is that some kind of challenge you got going on there?
Super cool event, Sergeant Major. It's called the GWAT 100. It's a 100-mile challenge in the month of February. Yeah. So people sign up, they commit to doing 100 miles. A bunch of different ways. You can run or ruck or hike. You can cycle. You can swim. You can row. Lots of different ways you can do it. But you commit to move your body the equivalent of 100 miles in the month of February. And what's really interesting about this is that, you know, there's other things you can do, these types of mileage challenges. But what's interesting about this is we're doing deep dive storytelling around the global war on terror. So we're picking a specific geographic region and we're telling deep stories about the people and places and FOBs and battles and operations in that area. So the first 3 years we're talking about Iraq, and we're actually starting with the Sunni Triangle region of Iraq this year. So the greater Baghdad area, if your listeners don't know. And so we're deep diving what's happening there. And then we're going to move into southern Iraq in 27 and northern Iraq in 28. And what's interesting about it is the finisher's medal is basically a puzzle piece that's a piece of the country of Iraq. So you finish it, you get kind of a piece, and if you do all 3 years, you can put them together like a puzzle and have this really cool kind of display-worthy medal of Iraq. And then we're going to move into Afghanistan, and we'll do, you know, RC north and east and south and west. But what's really cool and what's been resonating with veterans a lot is the real deep dive storytelling that we're doing about that, you know, a geographic area.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All the time you're talking about it, I could see, picture somebody putting that on a wall in her house or something like that. Yeah. That'd be really cool. Hey, you go ahead.
I was just saying like, and everything's intentional about it. It's what I think is kind of cool. So like you're going through 100 miles, like for example, when you hit the 8 mile mark, instead of just getting like, hey, you're at 8 miles. It's like, no, you've earned the Route Irish badge because Route Irish was 8 miles long. And here, like, watch this video about it, read a little bit about it, hear the people who were there talk about it. Like, we're doing that. Everything is intentional. And so we're really telling a lot of stories about the Sunni Triangle region, and then we'll move to other regions every year.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you something. I got a little lapped, and usually every day I walk 5 to 7 miles a day. So it probably wouldn't be hard for me to get my 100 miles. Hey, well, I got to ask you a question. I keep mine on my app, but who tracks your miles? I mean, how do they track the miles?
Honor system. So you're
going. I'm done. I'm finished already. So I just mail it into you. The honor system. Go ahead.
Oh, oh man, what's the Fifth Army value? Is it?
You got me.
I'm telling you. But yeah, you log it, and people who use wearables, they can upload files. You can just log, you know, how much you put. You know, it's an honor system thing. But on the GWAT100.org, if people register, they can, you know, you'll get instructions with how to do it there. And I think one of the things that's really interesting, I was going to tell you this earlier, is military units are signing up like crazy to do this. And I never expected it, honestly, Sergeant Major, and I think it's free. So I think that's one of the reasons. So there's no, if you're listening to this and you're in the military, there's no joint ethics regs implications here. It's 100%.
Well, you don't have to go to a lawyer. It's free. You can just stay.
It's free. If you want to buy some gear, you can, but you don't need to. But I think military, you know, you get these Gen Z soldiers in military units, and there's like kind of an increased focus on PT in the Department of War right now. And it's a cool way you can, people will be like, hey, set up a team, because you can do teams. Set up a team for each of the companies in my battalion, and we'll compete against each other to see who can run the most miles in February, that kind of stuff.
So you can compete with other people.
Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah, that's what makes it so interesting is other people. There's leaderboards and teams. So that's what people really like. It's like, hey, Alpha and Bravo and Charlie Company are all going to compete against each other. We'll set up teams and kind of see who can do the most miles. And that's, so we have units signing up in that way, which has been really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I think I'm going to start tracking my miles I need to know. Hey, we need to take another quick break, and I have a couple more final questions before we're going to come back. So I know you're not going to go anywhere. You're a good soldier, right? You're going to stay right
here? I am.
I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with John J.J. Pinter, the Deputy Director of Team Red, White, and Blue. Remember, this is your soul. Please let me know if you'd like to cover, you know, different topics. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. They got JJ, sir. I'm going to call you sir all the way through. We focused on fitness and wellness today, but what about this sense of, community? Is that a big part of Red, White, and Blue?
That's a huge part of it, Sergeant Major. So, you know, when you're in the military, you have this sense of you're part of a team, right? You're from the very beginnings, you're part of a team and you're part of a community. People get out of the military, they lose that team. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to take people wherever you're going to go to wherever you're going to end up and plug them back into a ready-made community. So you can be around other veterans, you can be around supportive members of the community, you can be around people who are doing something healthy, like exercising and being focused on fitness instead of doing, you know, unhealthy stuff. And it's just an important part. There's a sense of accountability from being part of a community. There's shared purpose. There's even a little positive peer pressure, like, hey, why didn't you show up this morning? We were supposed to be, you said we were going to meet for a run, that kind of stuff.
Well, you can track each other with your phone too, can't you, when you connect like that? So, yeah.
100%. A lot of people, I don't use it, but a lot of people love Strava because they can like look and see exactly what other people are doing and how much they're running and that kind of stuff. Keep tabs on the people.
I own a small company. I bought them Fitbits. I bought them all Fitbit a few years back. And I said, hey, let's all connect. I think only one guy connected with me. All the rest of them say, you don't need to see what I'm doing every day. So
I can keep up with you. That's why.
Well, I don't know about that. I think some of them, Yeah, some of them probably smoke. A lot of them that I work with go to the gym every day. I tell them to work out at least an hour a day. But if you don't go, that's on you. Hey, if somebody wants to join or maybe volunteer or donate, what's the best way to do that?
The simplest way is to just go to teamrdb.org. And, you can really find everything there. But for younger people who like apps, we have an app on the App Store. You can get everything there as well. But, just our website is a great resource and a place to go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me tell you that thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference in the lives of a lot of people. I didn't ask you, do you have family members get involved? I guess you'd probably do it. A lot of family
members. Well, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I can probably get my granddaughter, my grandkids, and all those guys. I should do that. They're two, probably the little ones. They got 5 great grandbabies. I'm going to maybe get those guys involved too. So
yeah. There's something really, families that exercise together, there's something powerful there, for kids to see their parents doing that. And my dad was an Army vet as well. And he always did nothing. He never lifted weights, but he did push-ups and pull-ups. And like he never stopped exercising. He was an NCO, never stopped exercising when he got out of the Army. And he's almost 80. He's still very fit, still walks every day, just never stopped doing it. I had that example growing up that I could see in front of me.
Yeah, that's a great example. I tell everybody it's bad things happen if you sit in one spot every day and never move. You need to get up and move around, get that blood circulating a little bit. Hey, first of all, let me tell you again, thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference in the lives of a lot of people. I certainly appreciate it. If we can ever help you, please let us know. And this has been a really too quick, I think, but an absolute great discussion. I appreciate you coming on the show. Hey, is there any final thoughts, maybe something we missed that you want to reemphasize the audience before we jump off here?
No, I just think get out. Veterans or non-veterans, just like get out, lead, take the things you learn when you're in the military, go make the world a better place, exercise, all those kinds of things. And then I just wanted to say, personally to you, Sergeant Major, like, I kind of said this at the beginning, but I was a young man who was thrust into this very like intense set of circumstances in my early 20s. And then you were my sergeant major then. And I just, I appreciate all the leadership back then. And man, I can't imagine, it was tough, but I can't imagine, my life without that set of experiences when I was a young man. So I appreciate the leadership.
Well, I'm going to add on to that. I came in the Army when really I graduated from high school. I turned 18 in basic training. So I went basic AIT jump school and right to Vietnam at the time. And so I went from 18 to 55. So the Army's been a big part of my life. The military's been a big part of my life for forever and ever and ever. And they've really made me the person I am today, along with my mother and father, of course, and my wife. She's always in charge. I'm never in charge of anything. I don't make any good decisions. So anyway, hey, thank you so much for what Red, White, and Blue is doing for really for our country. And they're making a difference each and every day. So God bless you. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
Thanks again to JJ Pinter for being with us. What a great person that loves this country and loves what he's doing each and every day. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing here at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to JJ for joining us today. And I would tell you that staying in good physical condition is the key to a lot of success in a lot of ways, health and wellness, your mental wellness. But every one of us, each and every day, ought to take 1 hour a day and exercise. And just what JJ said a minute ago, families that exercise together probably pull a lot closer together. But it's not, when you're exercising, it's really sometimes not about the day, it's about 20 years down the road, or 40 years down the road, or 50 years down the road. Staying in good physical condition is good for you and everybody around you. So if you're not doing anything, you don't learn anything else from me and JJ, one thing, work out. Join Red, White, and Blue, because guess what? They love you and they want to help you. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for the military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.